Hey, I'm Tara Galiana.
I'm Emily Curiel.
And I'm Mariana Briseño. And this is
Just a Conversation.
Today, we will be discussing toxic masculinity.
Why do men feel the need to master emotions?
Later on, we'll be speaking with Brian Sepp to get his perspective.
Toxic masculinity is when a male is expected to act a certain way.
Society has influenced the behavior expected for men, being that they should not show any sort of femininity.
Usually not being able to show their vulnerable side because they get judged for being emotional.
Some examples of toxic masculinity is mental and physical toughness, aggression, sexual aggression towards women, not displaying emotion, and discrimination against people who aren't heterosexual.
As women, we don't deal with toxic masculinity, therefore we don't have any experiences, but we have seen guys have to act a certain way based on the way they were raised, being afraid of what others might think of them.
Here with us, we have a very special guest, Brian Sepp.
Hello, thank you for having me on.
Thank you for being here.
Brian, we have some questions for you. So the first question is, what have been your experiences with toxic masculinity?
I guess one of my experiences with toxic masculinity would have to be, at least one of my earliest, would have to be in elementary school, where I got a lot of criticism by a lot of the other students and parents for, I guess, being who I am and not
participating.
Yeah, expecting me to be, I guess, sporty or manly, I guess. Yeah.
Did those comments ever make you feel insecure in who you were?
At first, yes, I guess, because, you know, like, when you're a kid, like,
the comments get to you.
Yeah, pretty much. And it, like, bothered me a lot to, like, I, like, would purposely change myself. But then, over time, I kind of just got comfortable with who I am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In those times, did you ever question yourself? You questioned who you were?
What do you mean by that?
Like, you felt the need to change something about yourself, and maybe you being feminine wasn't the right thing.
I guess yes, because I don't know, like, I guess going to school every day and, like, not being a lot of other guys who are as feminine, mm-hmm, kind of got to me, because I felt kind of like an outsider. So I would purposely change myself, like, try to make myself participate in things I wasn't comfortable in doing, or, you know.
Brian, how did you deal with this situation?
I don't know. I guess I just, I moved on. Like, I just handled people's comments, and I didn't respond, I guess.
Cause you didn't let the comments get to you.
Yeah, pretty much. I wouldn't let them know, you know? And I guess over time, it just didn't affect me as much. It's, you know. And now I don't really get them, but here and there I do. It's fine, I guess.
So we can make a change by teaching the younger generation that it's okay to express your emotions and to like what you like.
Signing off, this was
Tyra,
Emily,
and Mariana.
And we'll catch you guys in our next conversation.